Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And I told you a little bit earlier who Adam Bowler is, and just to give you a little bit of background about him, he says Hamas is interested in disarming and not threatening Israel. Special envoy for the hostage negotiations, Adam Bowler claims that Hamas is interested in ending the conflict in favor of a U.S. supervised truce. Well, is that really the case, and can that be believed? Ben Dror Yamini is a journalist, Yediot Achronot. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I want us all to go back to 2019, when the United States, it was surprising, negotiated with the leaders of the Taliban. There was supposed to be even a summit that did not happen eventually. Summit in Camp David, mm-hmm. in Maryland, in ZMU. Now, why I'm saying it? Because in that time, eventually they reached an agreement. And that's why all the American army soldiers, all the coalition army, actually left Afghanistan. And we know exactly what happened. It was just like in Saigon many years before. I'm saying it because during all the time that they negotiated, actually Taliban continued with the terror attacks against Afghanistan and against Americans. I mean, they always promised, no, we are not going to do it. According to the agreement, to the conditions, they should have behaved in a much better way, even keep the rights of women. But nothing of that happened. Now, I'm just asking myself, are we repeating history? What we are doing, what the United States is doing now, is just the same. Hamas is Hamas. Hamas is part of the global jihad. Hamas is part of the Muslim Brothers. To promise, we are going to be good boys now, if you will just remove sanctions and let us survive, it's difficult to buy it.
To even imagine
it's difficult
it.
To buy it.
But do you think that the Americans are buying it, or is this just a way to try and achieve the release of the remaining hostages?
Maybe. I'm not sure that we have all the details.
Mm.
But the very fact that they met the leader, not a delegate, but the leader of the Hamas abroad, it means something. It means something. Now, will they achieve something? We don't know. It's too early to know. I can just tell you that somehow, it's because of Israel. Because Israel did not actually present any solution. Nothing. Mm. You want to go to war? I mean, President Trump told publicly, you can do now whatever you want. You want to go to war, go to war.
Yes,
you want to do
something else.
Yes. He declared it. But Israel, what did Israel do? Zero. Nothing. Just nothing. I mean, so in between, and I don't know how, but the release of the hostages became an American interest. Which is good for us, needless to say. I mean, of course.
Right.
But it looks like for many people here in Israel, and of course for the families, it looks like if the president of the United States cares about the hostages much more than the Israeli government. So it's a kind of paradox. What? Why?
Right.
Why?
So why do you think why do you think it is that there was no action then, once the President of the United States over a week ago says, Israel, do whatever you want, we'll support you, but then nothing happens, it's a week of nothing, while the hostages still remain in Gaza and there doesn't seem to be any action or movement? Is that a reflection on Israel's inability to actually make the decision about how they move forward?
Yeah, well, it's a very good question. It's a question that we are asking ourselves. How comes that the Israeli government, mainly Netanyahu, how comes that he's not actually doing anything? I mean, we saw nothing of his side. To declare that maybe we will renew the war, I mean, it's not something that people think that this is what should have been done. Now, but that's what, it's the only one thing that he did. Now, the point is, if you ask, it's a political question. I mean, because he is trapped somehow between the extreme right in his own government, right, on one hand, and the American establishment from the other hand. So in between, he's actually, the outcome is that he's doing nothing, because whatever he will do will not be good, maybe for his own coalition that might fall apart, and maybe it will not be good enough for the Americans. So he's not doing anything, actually. But to do nothing, most times, it's not a policy. Maybe sometimes it can be a policy, but not when you have hostages with the Hamas. I mean, so this nothingness led to the American Americans negotiating with the leaders of the Hamas.
Right. And do you think that there's any hope? I mean, first of all, do you think it's problematic that America's talking directly to Hamas?
Yeah, it is problematic, but because somehow it's a kind of, it's a slap to the Israeli government.
Right.
I mean, because it's the last thing that the Israeli government could think about, that the Americans will negotiate with the Hamas, because actually for the Hamas politically, it's the best achievement since October 7th. Wow, the Americans are speaking with us. You know, going back to 1998, when for the first time the Americans spoke with representatives of the PLO, it was right, only after they forced them to say, "We recognize Israel as a Jewish state." They actually forced Arafat, Yasser Arafat himself. And he said, "I recognize Israel as a Jewish state." Nothing, by the way, they, of course, retracted in no time. But he declared it in order to begin the talks with the Americans. But now there is nothing. They don't promise. And so it is very strange. Part of it is, well, we have a new president in the United States, and we say always he is unexpected. But I think that if we are trying to look for the common denominator of what he's doing, is he's looking for ending the wars in Ukraine, with Russia, with here in the Middle East. He doesn't want wars that cost him a lot of money. That's his main issue. But someone in the Israeli leadership should have understood what Trump is striving for. And if we do not understand, and we are speaking about Benjamin Netanyahu, who is, you know, half American, and Ron Dremmer, is a preferred son that actually is also American, but they did not understand the Americans. And they are very close to the Republicans. They are Republicans. So, wow, something happened here, yes.
That is where we leave it. A story that has definitely not seen anywhere near the end. Ben Dror Yemeni, journalist at Yediot Ahronot. It is 8:45.